The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on KAME 107.5.
Good afternoon and welcome to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with Coach Scott Watney. And we're here for our initial show this year. And Coach, welcome to the show, your initial show for the coming year.
Hey, what's going on, Tony? Glad to be back again.
Anyway, the CHS Coaches Show is brought to you in part by Armitar Jewelry, Gulf America Wire Rope, Ramirez Power Sports, Sestia Wealth Management, The Landscape Branch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Lawns Unlimited, Catholic High School's Lawn Care Provider, Catholic High School, Musson Patu, United Companies, B&L Engine Repair, and a new sponsor, Seahorse Manufacturing. We're here at the studios at Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240 at 107 West Main Street here in downtown New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria. You can listen to the CHS Coaches Show while it's streaming on the internet at www.kane1240.com. And you can now listen to Kane Radio on the FM band at 107.5. Also, if you have an Alexa, just say, Alexa, play Kane 1240, and it will. And the coach is here, as we said. The number to speak with the coach, if you'd like to, is 367-1240. Coach, I know you had a scrimmage last Thursday against the Vols, and how did everything go? I pray you didn't have any significant injuries or anything of that nature.
No, I thought Thursday went very well. Not at this time because the show was obviously delayed due to the season being pushed back. But this was the first time that we had an opportunity to have people in the stands, and I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that showed up on Thursday because, boy, was it electric. Our student section was thumping. They were pumped up, man. They never sat down. They were on their feet. I want to say we probably had a two-hour scrimmage, and it was hot, too. You know, it started at 6, not at 7, so it didn't get cool until way later. But I tell you what, they did a they did a phenomenal job. It really was awesome, and not just our students but our fans in general. It was finally good to get into an environment that, number one, is like football, right? That high school Friday night light experience. But it was even better because it was an experience that I've had as an opposing coach that I've seen Catholic High bring, but I've just never been – I was on the other side of it. So it was good to be on the side of Catholic High where the excitement was and not being on the opposite side because I knew it's always been there, but I've never experienced it as the head coach. So it was just kudos to everybody that came out. Really appreciative. I know our players are. There's nothing better than when you turn around and you see people jumping up and down in the stands and getting excited. But it was a great atmosphere. It really was.
Well, it's also a plus that you don't have to hit each other. You get to smack somebody else in the face.
No doubt.
And that makes a big difference, too.
Absolutely. It's been a long time. I mean, you know, like I told the guys at the end of last, you know, or really starting this year, I said I've been so excited for the 2021 season when the final buzzer, you know, hit against Newman. You know, I mean, as soon as that game was over, it was ready to get ready for this next season. So I know these guys, it's been a long delayed, you know, I mean, I think we went into December, I don't remember, maybe December 8th was the game or something like that,
yes,
late November.
That's about right.
You know, so, I mean, it's been a long time since they've had an opportunity to play someone else. And our spring had to, you know, we had to tailor our spring due to some schedule situations. We were supposed to schedule or scrimmage ERATH in the spring. That had to get canceled. We didn't pick up another one. And then the weather during spring was just horrific. You know, so it's been a long time. You know, we've had some caged lions ready to go. And, you know, we had a big test. You know, I mean, I know – talking about the crowd, but kind of getting to the aspect of actual football, man, Avoyelles is, you know, we talked last year about De La Salle being big. Avoyelles is rivaling that.
Really?
That side.
I mean, De La Salle was really a big AAA football team.
Well, let me tell you, Avoyelles is
enormous. Yeah. They feed them well, is what you want to say?
I mean, gosh, dog, they got a right tackle that's a solid 6'8", 360 easily. They got a receiver that's 6'6". I mean, kind of almost looks like LeBron James out there. I mean, he's just physical. I mean, just great-looking kid. Number 12 form was a big kid. Number 7, number 5, number 3. I didn't realize this, but when I was talking to the head coach, I said, We were just kind of talking about how things were going amidst all the COVID stuff and, you know, what his team was looking like. And last year he said, "Coach, I only lost three seniors last year." I said, "Oh my gosh."
Really?
Yeah. So all those babies that were over there this past year were just what they were, babies. They were sophomores, because he only has, I think, five seniors this year. And some of those guys that he has as seniors are not even those big guys. So, you know, Voiles, for those that don't know, Voiles is a 2A school, and they play what you would say downhill, punch you in the mouth, north-south football, foot-to-foot splits on offense, and they just let big bodies get in front of big bodies and just try to barrel you down. So it was a great physical test for us on defense. You know, we're not ever going to see another offense like that. I'm talking with Coach Boone, you know, their head coach. He's like, "Coach, we just struggle to find games because people don't want to play it, you know, because they don't ever see it." I mean, You talk about ball control. I mean, we had to increase their snaps from what we gave them last year. Last year in our controlled scrimmage, we got 10 snaps on offense. They got 10 snaps on offense. He's like, "Coach, there's never a time that we go 10 snaps on offense." He's like, "Minimally is 15. So we had to give them, we gave them more snaps this year because it just, you know, it fits their style of play more. But nonetheless, though, I mean, it was a great matchup for us from a physical standpoint. You can't shy away from contact in a game like that. And I thought our defense did very well. It's tough tackling a guy who's back there who's a solid 6'2 and probably pushing 260. And
really?
Oh, yeah.
That's a pro size.
I mean, he's a big back. Let's just put it that way.
You got to slow him down before you get started.
That's exactly right. Well, you got to try. But when they're when he's lined up right behind the quarterback, and I'm talking about a foot away from the quarterback, It's hard to start slowing him down because he's already started going. But I thought defensively we played well. I thought we tackled well. You know, just kind of looking back in the last couple, 2 weeks or so, you know, obviously we couldn't be in pads, but, you know, the week that we could be in pads, you know, the weather really dictated that we were unable to, you know, whether it be the lightning situation, our fields weren't ready, or it was just, you know, you had a heat index like it had today.
Sure.
You know, you're trying to protect your players. I mean, there's nothing more important than the safety of those guys. So we went from 0 to 100 from a contact standpoint. You know, we had very limited contact, and then we come up on Thursday, and that's the team you face.
Why don't you give us a little synopsis of through the course of the scrimmage? You know, do you have any kickoffs and things like that, or just
we did
place
not.
The ball at the 25 and let's go?
Yeah, so we placed the ball on the 30, and then we just went controlled plays. We just counted plays for the first two. So Avoyles had 15 on offense. We had 10 on offense, and then we did it again, ones versus ones, and then we did another set of controlled plays where we did with our twos, two offense for them, two offense for us. And then after we got out of that, then we went into a continued series. So basically, instead of set plays, we just have to, you know, at the end of the 15 plays, if it was a first down, then they would just continue. And then then after that, there were no more set plays, and it was just straight series. You know,
all right.
You know, you pick up the first down, you keep going. You don't pick up the first down, you get off the field. And then we did that, and then we went back to twos, and that's really how we finished the night. Like I said, it was a hot night. We started at 6. Heat index wasn't that bad, but it was still pretty hot outside. And they actually requested that we didn't play the 12-minute quarter. We had a 12-minute quarter that we were going to play, but we did not because it was, you know, from a safety standpoint, he was asking if we, you know, not to do so. So we wound up finishing, and our twos wound up getting a ton of reps at the very end, which was great for us. You know, every kid got an opportunity to play the other night and play some real quality plays too.
Coach, with regards to that, I know you had mentioned in the local paper that you felt that you started out slow, and mm-hmm. you had some penalties that, you know, basically things you need to work on,
yeah.
and to correct some mistakes from an initial perspective. So
yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for us was offensively. We, you know, I mean, the most important thing for us is just kind of do our base plays and do them well. You know, unfortunately, sometimes when you're so amped up and you're so excited, Sometimes you forget to do all the things that you've been doing for a long period of time. And, you know, early on, our mesh was not very good in our option game. We were running in the backside of our linemen instead of hitting the mesh where it was supposed to. And you know, we had some penalties. We had to make some adjustments to our play action. You know, we're now going to have to do a little bit of chip in the ends, kind of if you remember back when Darren Sproles was playing with the Saints,
sure.
You know, and he would release, you know, he didn't just free release. He would go and take out an end, and then he would get into, you know, his flat area or his hook area, wherever he was going. We're going to have to kind of do some of the same stuff. But the plays itself were there. It's just better execution is needed, you
okay.
know. Yes, we had penalties too, and I addressed that with our team. You know, in an atmosphere like that, and it's a scrimmage, you know, obviously you don't want any penalties. But I'm also being realistic of the fact that it's been a long time since these guys put it together. You know, we addressed the penalty situation today at practice, and we'll continue to address it, you know, throughout the week. But I thought, you know, when we finally settled in and we made an adjustment, we added a tight end into our game plan. We moved KK to our fullback. And as soon as that happened, the very first play we ran with him at fullback and inserting a tight end to the game, you know, he broke, you know, I want to say maybe 35 yards on a run. And then on that series, we wound up scoring a touchdown. And then the very next series, we wound up scoring another touchdown. You know, so it wasn't like things weren't there, just better execution on the offensive side. And we know that. And we went in with a very limited playbook, too, as well. We weren't trying to, you know, Coach Boone was no different on his side. I mean, they do some things. They do a little bit more than what they showed us, because it's really just about an opportunity of evaluation. You know, you want to see what guys can actually do what. But I felt like, you know, at the end of it, you know, there was a lot of excitement, a lot of enthusiasm, and I thought we played well.
Were there any certain type of penalties? You know, quick starts, snap counts or holding or just a hodgepodge of just
little
mistakes.
I think the biggest thing, the most disappointment is, and you know, and it happens when you get frustrated. It happens on both sides. It was happening on their side. It was happening on our side. You know, when you get into a physical contest and you get into the pushing and the shoving and all that kind of good stuff, you know, chirping starts happening. You know,
okay.
And that's got to be
sure.
That's got to be the number one thing. We've got to keep our mouth shut. You know,
okay.
It is. No, and I mean, look, I mean, I've been there before. It is a tough scenario, but you know, you can't give a team, especially like a Voiles, you can't keep the ball in their possession because you might only get a series and a half because of the fact that they can keep the ball for as long as they do. So an extra 15 yards is huge for them. You know, and our guys understand that. They do. They really understand that. And they know they need to be better in that regard. And, you know, we're going to penalize them for it when they don't do what they're supposed to do when it comes to penalties.
Well, Coach, let's go ahead and take our first break. You're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5, AM 1240. We'll be right back with more right after this.
From big rig truck and trailer repairs, alignments to drive shaft repairs, the certified and experienced mechanics at B&L Engine Service can handle it all. Their garage has parts and service available as well as inspections and safety checks. So before you hit the open road, make sure to bring your big rig truck and trailer to B&L. They also offer road service, so they have you covered. That's B&L Engine Service, 3608 Highway 90 East, a proud supporter of CHS Athletics. We keep the big wheels rolling.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
We have a new player on the field and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
If you have a state-leased property in the basin, a camp, or houseboat, and are in need of a DHH-approved limited-use sewage treatment system, or you're in the oil field or marine transportation industry, and are in need of a U.S. Coast Guard-approved marine sanitation device or products for your MSD, give John Chauvin a call at Seahorse Manufacturing, 337-365-9115, or find us on the web at seahorsemanufacturing.com. And best of luck to the CHS Panthers and all area high school sports teams.
Hi, I'm Corey Averick, co-owner of R&R Glassworks. We specialize in auto and truck glass repair and replacement, window motors, and frameless shower doors. We also handle plexiglass and storefront repair and replacement. Give us a call at 365-9311 or come by and see us at 1006D 20 Arpit Road in New Iberia. So for all your glass needs, remember R&R Glassworks. Thank you and God bless.
Lawns Unlimited, Catholic High School's lawn care provider, has been in business since 1999, serving all of Acadiana, including the Catholic High campus. Lawns Unlimited offers lawn maintenance, landscaping, irrigation, lighting, water features, sod, dirt work, laser leveling, drainage work, and bush hogging. Insect and turf disease control are also available. Lawns Unlimited is licensed and insured and giving free estimates to commercial and residential customers. Call Chad Evans at 380-3627 and let Lawns Unlimited earn your business. Locally owned and operated. Good luck to the Panthers.
At Cestra Wealth, our goal is simple. We want to help you define, reach, and exceed your financial goals. Using our processes, we prepare clients for both the expected and unexpected life brings us. No one can predict the future, but we can certainly help prepare for it at Cestra Wealth. For all that we expect in life and what we don't expect in life, we strive to prepare clients for all life has to offer. So for all life has to offer, contact Bert Cestra and Jenny Vize at Cestra Wealth. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, LLC, Memra Finra, SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWN Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM Advisors and Cestra Wealth are separate entities from Triad Advisors, LLC.
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on KANE 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with Coach Scott Watney. And Coach, you had your kind of test under fire, and now we jump out of the frying pan into the fire Friday night as the Iberia Parish Jamboree and the Panthers take on the Westgate Tigers in a big matchup and a pretty good 4A team too, Coach.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, this is it's a different Westgate team of the past. They got a lot of talent that's out there. Big team. Can definitely, you know, from an offensive standpoint, linemen are very big. Receiver-wise, they got size. They got great speed. It's going to be a challenge. There's no doubt about it, which is part of the reason why we agreed to this. You know, it was good for us to get back into the Iberia Parish Jamboree. And, you know, when they asked about if we were to play Westgate, you know, no problem. I'm not interested in shying away from tough opportunities or tough opponents. But I will tell you this, though. Our players are excited for this. There's many people on our team that have been wanting this type of matchup and having an opportunity to go play Westgate. So, I hope they're looking as forward to it as I am, you know, meaning Westgate, because I know our guys are excited about this chance. Defensively, you know, they're going to stay in what we would consider a 50. They're going to play with a one high safety. I mean, they're going to do what most people do is load the box on us. But big up front, you know, they got a linebacker that can really play downhill, plays fast.
Is that the Madison kid?
I'm not sure his name.
He's number 7.
I thought it was number 2.
You might be right. That's Williams. Williams is number 2. He's a safety. And, of course, I don't know if they've shifted players around and all, but
He's a good player.
They've got a kid by the name of Danny Lewis that at one time was a student at Catholic High.
Right.
I can believe that. And transferred to Westgate, and he's very highly sought after young man. I think he's got 19 or 20 collegiate offers right now.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that you know, when you think about and you reference, I mean, about, you know, physical size, speed. I mean, look, if you got 20 offers, 19 offers, it really doesn't matter. If you got one at the Division I level, that means you got something.
Oh, yes.
When he's got 20, you can obviously tell, you know, you obviously know that he's a good player. He's going to be a guy that we're going to have to figure out a way to stop. I like what we're doing defensively, game plan wise. So I'm excited to see that kind of come to fruition on Friday. It's going to be nice, like you said. You know, we kind of got our feet wet on Thursday. But it was in a controlled environment. Coaches were on the field. You know, headsets weren't on. You know, you weren't, you know, you didn't have a play clock every time. You know, the game clock wasn't going. There's a lot of scenarios that weren't taking place. So it's going to change things, you know, when you do it the way that, you know, the Jamboree style
but
is.
But people need to realize there are officials at the
at your scrimmage.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So even though coaches are on the field shouting instructions and things.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for them, too, as well, to get their feet wet talking about officials and get themselves ready for the season. You know, and the Jamboree is no different. You know, I've had some conversations with people before in the past, you know, and some people who have been in this business for a long time. I enjoy a Jamboree, but I also feel like when you play a Jamboree and you're going to play it in the format that we're playing it, which is two halves, a 15-minute running clock, and then 10-minute in between for halftime, you almost kind of might as well just play a game. You know, you might as well just play a game and just get a win-loss for it or play another scrimmage before you get to the games. But it's going to be at 7:30, you know, at Lauraville. Because Lauraville is the host site for this year for the Iberia Jamboree, and we'll be facing a really talented 4A Westgate team.
Yeah, to give our fans and listeners, basically the Jamboree starts off Thursday night when Lauraville takes on New Iberia Senior High at 6 p.m. That's Thursday night. You're going to need to purchase your tickets in advance. They're $6, $8 at the gate. And if you want to go, it's for both nights. So you got to buy tickets for both nights. And then Friday night, it kicks off at 6 with Highland Baptist and Generette. Then followed right up a few minutes later with Delcom and Generette. Then Delcom taking Highland Baptist. And then after that's over, we anticipate it to be around 7:30. And the Panthers take on the Westgate Tigers in the they say it's game two, but really it's kind of game three since they've already got three teams playing off against each other. And the Panthers, we anticipate about 7:30, all those games to be broadcast here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. So you can go to the Internet and pick it up, or you can listen to it if you're in the area on any one of our two stations. Coach, I noticed, you know, you said that you held a couple kids out during the, I should say, the scrimmage and all, and the possibility some of the young men that might have missed the scrimmage might be able to play Friday night?
Yeah, so we had two injuries in the actual scrimmage. One was to Cambridge Hall, a shoulder injury, and one was to Ridge Byard, two starters for us. Ridge, a primary linebacker for us, and Cam is a he plays both sides. He plays corner for us, and he also plays one of our running backs.
And kind of a stingers type of?
Yeah, something along those lines. I think Cam's more of that. Ridge might be a little bit more intense, probably a little bit more therapy. I got a feeling we might be able to get Cam back for this week, which would be great. You know, because Cam's a very good corner, and this would be a great chance for him to play against some really high-quality competition at that position. Besides those two, we really didn't have any significant injuries at all other than those two, which, you know, those are two big losses when you're in the middle of a game. That's your Mike linebacker and that's your corner, and then that's also your other running back. But I thought guys stepped up and did a really nice job. Guys that you didn't anticipate getting a lot of reps got a lot more reps due to those injuries. And then we're still out right now. Russell Lewis is still out with his knee, and Jaden Nicholas was out, which is another offensive lineman. Both of those two guys are offensive linemen. Jaden's back today now, so that's good. So we get a little bit more depth on the offensive line, getting ready to go into this game. Russell's on pace to more than likely be back for the Bro Bridge game, which would be huge, you know, to get him back.
All right.
And I would anticipate by that time Cam and Ridge would be back in full swing too. So I mean, from a health standpoint, you know, we're good. It's just hot out there, Tony. It's freaking hot.
it is. I mean, but you know, in this area, this time of the year, just thank goodness you can practice on grass. And those teams that have turf fields,
I know, huh?
You know, it's come Friday night. You're playing later.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I don't know. Is there any anticipation they might wet the field down? I mean, it's going to be hot for 6 o'clock.
It is going to be hot
for those 15, 16, 17, 18 year olds.
Hopefully, those other teams soak up all the heat before our guys get out on the field and have to play. I mean, when I was at Northwestern State, my goodness, we had turf, and I mean, when we would practice, you know, at 3 o'clock, I mean, that thing, I mean,
you put your
fingers down on the turf, and I mean, you know, you got blisters on them from just putting your hand down. So But no, I mean it's going to be a great environment, you know, and it's going to be nice, like I said, that, you know, we're going to have friggin' fans.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to have fans, you know. I mean, gosh, I mean, football last year without them was just,
yeah, it was strange. Weird. Yeah, it was very weird. Strange. I've done high school football games over the years for almost 25 years, and I've never seen it was just strange.
Yeah,
you know. I mean, and hopefully everything comes back, and hopefully everything works out. But in that regard, but you mentioned a little bit about Westgate on defense. What do you anticipate them to throw at you offensively? What do you envision?
Yeah, I mean they're gonna keep us honest with zone. You know, they're gonna run. You know, I think they're. It looks like zone, maybe even some just inside zone, and then they're gonna try to keep you honest with some RPOs, some run pass options, and really try to get those bigger bodies. You know, like Danny and the other receiving core, try to get those guys, you know, on some slants with inside backers, just quick pitch it kind of out there, give a good little read, and then, you know, get the ball into them in space. They're going to also test us, you know, with the width of the field. They do a lot of taking the back out of the backfield and motioning him out early, you know, pre-snap to get create a quads look or a 4-by-1 set. They'll also do it the opposite way when they get into trips, you know, so they'll be 3-by-1 and then the back will motion to the left to the trip side to create four guys over there, one guy on the backside, and then they'll do the exact same thing but go to the right now. You know, so they're going to give you an empty. You're going to have to stay at home because the quarterback can run. You know, they're going to try to basically use the width of the field and use spacing and use their big bodies. And I think at the end of the day, I think they're going to try as deep. You know, I think they're going to test us. You know, I think, I mean, kind of like what we talked about against Newman. You know, a team like that with that many skill players and those type of guys that can run and can jump and create body, you know, space. I mean, create space with their bodies and do some really nice things in the air. They're going to try and throw it over our heads.
I don't think you're going to face another quarterback as talented as the kid, Manning from last year. I mean, you're going to see some probably pretty good quarterbacks, but nothing of the caliber.
No, not at all. I mean, and just because the kid that plays over at Westgate is not Arch Manning, he's still a good player.
Sure.
You know, and we're going to have to, sure. You know, we have to be, you know, gap integrity, keep honesty, you know, and make sure that we can handle those things. Not overly complicated in what they do. Now, granted, they could come out and do something different. I mean, most teams, I don't think, do that in a jamboree just because they're saving all that for week one, right?
Sure.
I mean, why tip your hand when you don't have to? But, you know, I think they're going to be, you know, from what I saw in the scrimmage against Southside, I think they're going to do very similar stuff to us.
You anticipate them throwing the football 20 times?
Yeah, I think so.
Of course, you only got 12-minute running halves, whatever it is, you know. It's not a whole lot of calling that goes on.
It goes by fast, man. I mean, it really does. And if somebody controls the ball for, you know, if somebody picks two or three first downs up in this type of, you know, situation, you know, you ain't touching the ball very often.
Oh,
you know,
right.
So I don't know if it's going to be you know, it's hard to say, you know, if they had 60 snaps, which I know they're not going to have 60 snaps just because of the design of the format of the jamboree.
25 to 30 would be
It would be a lot. But they're gonna throw the football. But they're going to keep us honest. They got a good running back, too, as well, you know, and he hides behind those offensive linemen because there's some big guys up front. So it'll be interesting. It's going to be a great matchup for us.
Yeah, it should be interesting. We're going to go ahead and take our second break. You're listening to the CHS Coaches Show here on Kane Radio, FM 107.5 and AM 1240. We'll be back with more with Coach Watt right after this.
Raymond's Food and Furniture has been locally owned and operated since 1941. With their 18,000 square foot showroom floor, Freeman's Furniture Store is certain to have what you're looking for. Need a comfortable mattress? Tempur-Pedic and Sealy are like no other, and they're only available at Freeman's. With 60-month interest-free financing, you couldn't sleep better. Freeman's Food and Furniture Complex, located on the corner of Hopkins and Admiral Doyle Drive, right here in New Iberia. Visit Freeman's soon.
Hi, I'm Tony Landry for Gulf America Wire Rope and Catholic High School. And at Gulf America Wire Rope is an all-field service company which is dedicated to speedy customer service and technical leadership. Gulf America Wire Rope is owned and operated by brothers Jed and Drew LeBlanc, both CHS graduates. Their knowledge and leadership skills were obtained through CHS has brought them success in the business world. Go visit Jed and Drew at their Broussard location, and they're always ready to talk CHS sports. And remember, go Big Red.
Times are tough right now for small businesses, but as a small business owner, you're pretty tough too. In case you needed a reminder, you started your own business. And while there's certainly more challenges ahead, the UPS Store is always here to help. Should your small business need any ink, we're ready with every ink. Printing, mailboxing, notarizing, whatever ink we can do. The UPS Store. Every ink for small business, all in one place.
The UPS Store.
The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
It's Armentar Jewelers, your hometown jewelers, for all the latest fashion ideas in jewelry, watches, and diamond engagement rings. At Armentar Jewelers, we specialize in custom designs, remounting your older jewelry into something brand new. Graduation rings, traditional and unique, for all area schools. Affordable fashion jewelry and watches. Service, quality, and value, always at Armentar Jewelers. Dale Street in New Iberia and Park Lafayette. Armentar Jewelers, for the special moments in your life.
From the Kawasaki Ninja Sports Bikes to the Kawasaki Jet Ski Watercraft, Kawasaki and Romero Power Sports makes it easier than ever to put yourself on your dream machine. Right now, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki are offering their lowest payments of the year on all Kawasaki vehicles. Choose from the great lineup of Kawasaki motorcycles, ATVs, Watercraft mule utility vehicles, and the Terex lineup of SUVs. Whatever you need, Romero Power Sports and Kawasaki offer great prices, financing, and the famous Romero service after the sale. Kawasaki and Romero's Power Sports, let the good times roll at 900 South Lewis Street in New Iberia.
Mussin Patu Automotive is a proud supporter of Panther Athletics. CHS partnership with Mussin Patu Automotive goes back generations, and we're proud to have a fourth generation at CHS this year. Mussin Patu Automotive Group in New Iberia proudly offers a full selection of new and used trucks, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, GMC, Jeep, Ram, Toyota cars and trucks. From graduates of the classroom to graduates of work trade programs, CHS and Mussin Patu work together for the future of this community. From our Mussin Patu family, welcome to Coach Watt and go Panthers.
The tradition continues. Hi, I'm Donald Hennigan with Hennigan Team Dentistry. I, along with my entire team, have served Iberia Parish and the surrounding communities for the past 39 years. I'm happy to announce that my daughter, Dr. Abigail Hennigan Daly, has just recently joined us as a dental associate. Together, we commit to offering the best possible dental care in a relationship of trust and confidence. Call our office today at 364-2156 and allow us to change the way you feel about dentistry. Go Panthers!
The hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Kane 107.5.
Welcome back to the CHS Coaches Show. I'm your host, Tony Landry, along with head football coach and athletic director, Scott Watney. And, Coach, I know you wanted to talk about a couple things with Ron regards. I think you said something about the team elected captains.
Yeah, I do. I wanted to give a shout-out to these five young men that were elected captains by their football team and coaches, K.K. Reno, Russell Lewis, Ryan Fauché, Russell Davis, and Nick Aguilar.
Pretty good company.
It's very good company, yeah. Really good, and glad those guys are going to be leading the charge, K.K. being the two-time returning captain because he was selected captain as a junior last year. So excited for those guys. And it was pretty much unanimous by the way that we do our voting a little bit differently. It's not just by popular vote. We weight our votes too as well.
Okay.
I weight a vote differently from a senior than I do a freshman, right? I mean, a freshman's just getting into a program. A senior's been in the program for the last 4 years. So, from a weighted standpoint and a popular vote, those five guys, it was pulling hairs to figure out who the fourth person was going to be. And so in those situations, I don't want to deter a kid from having that opportunity. So we wound up having five for this year that will be captains. It'll be good, too.
Anyway, I know there's some other things going on as school, Coach. We got about 5 minutes left before we end the show. But could you maybe review some of that for us with some of the other programs?
Yeah. So volleyball, we had a tri-scrimmage the other night with volleyball, and I caught the ESA game, which I caught the first match or the second match of the ESA game, and we were down, I want to say maybe 7 or 8 points. And I tell you what, our student section was phenomenal yet again, and we wound up winning that contest. We wound up beating them 2-0 in the scrimmage against ESA, and I think we split with Acadiana that night. So volleyball's getting in full swing. They're kind of on their tail end before it starts counting for wins and losses. But that was a great atmosphere, and big shout out to Coach Gary and his staff and his girls, playing well in that scrimmage performance. Cross country is getting ready to start. They have a meet coming up, I want to say on August 30th, the time trial at ERATH at QSA. That's going to be their first contest. And then I got swimming coming up that I think's happening in about 2 weeks. Our swimmers swim every Wednesday. They go all the way out to the Robichaux Center in Lafayette to swim. And that's really, I mean, those are the four sports that are taking place: football, volleyball, cross country, and swim at this moment. So we're right at the tail end. Once this week's over with, I mean, everything's about to start counting.
Yeah, and everything gets going with basketball, girls and guys, soccer, girls and guys, and it just doesn't seem like it ends. And then you got powerlifting. And,
yeah, I tell you.
I mean, the school year is kicking in.
Yeah, the school year is. And I tell you, kudos to our administration again and to our faculty. We've had a great first couple of weeks. Everything's been going great. You know, kids have been doing what they're supposed to in school, taking care of their business in terms of COVID-related. It's nice. It's nice that, no, we're not in normal. It's still not normal, but it feels a lot better than what it was last year. You know, last year was just kind of figuring out as you go type deal. But now, you know, now that we've been through it before as a school, and it's not the first time a kid has to wear masks. It's not the first time they have to sit in a classroom and, you know, wear a mask or maybe eat lunch together in that regard. It's a lot better. So our kids have been great. Our seniors have been awesome. We did a really nice event this past Friday. Coach Aaron Robinson, Ms. Kate Miguez, and Katie Hidalgo, Coach Katie Hidalgo, they put on a leadership event for our kids. And I was fortunate enough that I got a chance to go, and we went out to Bro Bridge and I think to a reception hall, and we did a leadership event, and I thought that went really well. So we got a lot of great things that are happening at Catholic High right now. But like you said, I mean, right now is kind of the slow point of the athletic season. You only got four sports kind of going. But once you get into September and October, it's like everything starts happening. All basketball, all soccer, cheerleading, dancing, powerlifting. And it's like, you know, then it goes into spring. It's just, it's a nonstop deal.
Well, I know for a fact that, and I forgot to mention this earlier, I'm going to put you on the spot, though. I know you have a few new coaches this year. If you
want to
just take a moment
yeah.
to give a little shout-out to each one of them. We got a couple of minutes left.
I have Coach Trey Provost. He's actually the brother-in-law to Dane Chaponche, who's the head coach over at Terrellins Catholic. So really glad to have him. He's going to be a receivers coach for us this year. He's been doing a great job. I do want to give a lot of credit to our receivers the other night. I thought the perimeter blocking against the Avoyelles was excellent. I mean, we were getting after, we were getting in people's business and really blocking downfield. I thought they did a really nice job. And then a new coach is Coach Adam Louvier. Coach Adam, a NISH graduate, coached at NISH for a number of years. I want to say in total eight. He actually coached at Catholic High for a year, coached at Ascension Episcopal for a year, coached at Como for a year, and then he spent the last 3 years with his friend, who's also my friend, Chad Porcio, who's the head coach at Bro Bridge. And now he's over with us. He'll be coaching primarily offensive line and defensive line. So really glad to have those guys on staff. We got a great group. We really do.
Yeah, it's always you know, it's people come and go. It's just the matter of the coaching business. You
it
know,
is.
People leave for different reasons and come for different reasons. And I know it's always important to have that continuity in that staff and all, which is important.
Yeah, when that staff when in the, you know, when in the office things are going well and everybody's cohesively working together, it matters. On, you know, kids pick up on those things. They really do.
Absolutely.
So.
Anyway, Coach, wish you the best of luck Friday night.
Thank you. I'll see you there.
We got our for next coach show Monday night, which every Monday night from now to the end of the high school football season, just about. So, and as always, the CHS Coaches Show was brought to you in part by Armitar Jewelry, Gulf America Wire Rope, Romero's Power Sports, Sestra Wealth Management, The Landscape Ranch, Freeman's Furniture, Allstate Credit, R&R Glass, Coca-Cola, Hennigan Team Dentistry, the UPS Store, Lawns Unlimited, Catholic High School's Lawn Care Provider, Catholic High School, Musson Patu, United Companies, B&L Engine Repair, and Seahorse Manufacturing. And with that, we'll say good night and God bless.
This ranch is not about cattle or animals. We're talking about plants and much, much more. That's the Landscape Ranch right here in New Iberia. You can find all sorts of plants such as annuals, palm trees, and container trees, as well as a variety of chemicals and fertilizers to keep them healthy. Locally owned, they provide bulk materials such as sand, soil, limestone, rock, and they'll deliver right to your doorstep. While you're there, you can visit their lobby. You'll find gifts provided by local artists. The Landscape Ranch, located where Jefferson Terrace meets Main Street.
Looking for a quick and easy, no-hassle loan? Look no longer and go visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit. The good folks at Allstate Credit are willing to help you with a small loan. They will treat you as a special and personable customer because they've been serving New Iberia for almost a half a century. So stress no longer. Come visit Sherlow or Ruby at Allstate Credit at 1112 Center Street or call them at 364-4538. Allstate Credit, all the time.
If you have a state-leased property in the basin, a camp, or houseboat, and are in need of a DHH-approved limited-use sewage treatment system, or you're in the oil field or marine transportation industry, and are in need of a U.S. Coast Guard-approved marine sanitation device or products for your MSD, give John Chauvin a call at Seahorse Manufacturing, 337-365-9115, or find us on the web at seahorsemanufacturing.com. And best of luck to the CHS Panthers and all area high school sports teams.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola. And the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Catholic High School is dedicated to the development of 4th through 12th grade students through academic excellence and Christ-centered values rooted in caring discipline, compassion, and zeal. CHS offers a variety of classes to serve all students, including band, photography, dual enrollment college credit courses, as well as 14 sports for male and female students. Call us today for your personal tour and visit www.chspanthers.com for more details.
From big rig truck and trailer repairs alignments to drive shaft repairs, the certified and experienced mechanics at B&L Engine Service can handle it all. Their garage has parts and service available as well as inspections and safety checks. So before you hit the open road, make sure to bring your big rig truck and trailer to B&L. They also offer road service, so they have you covered. That's B&L Engine Service, 3608 Highway 90 East, a proud supporter of CHS Athletics. We keep the big wheels rolling.